Okay, today's daf is Shavuos daf Chaf Aleph, and we will start with the top line of Chaf Aleph and Aleph, but it's really in the middle of a sugya. So let's just review for a minute outside where we are coming into in the Shita of Rabbi Yochanan. So as we're going to have this parak, as we started with on Friday, is the beginning of the next section of Masechah Shavuos, which is really about Shavuos, all about different oaths. And this parak is about Shavuos Bitui. Shavuos Bitui in general terms, but Shavuos Bitui also includes or is parallel with, depending who you hold of, Shavuos Shav. Shavuos Bitui, Shavuos Shav. We discussed the Rambam, which we'll get back to again, Be'ez Hashem, tonight. But there's a Machlokas HaMaraim, one on Chaf Amabez from yesterday's daf, and one on Chaf Aleph HaMaraim, today's daf, in terms of the categorization of the different types of Shavuos. So just to look where we're coming in from, Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael, and he said something in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, and then Ravin came from Eretz Yisrael, and he said something in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. So on yesterday's daf, about 15 lines down, on Chaf Amabez, Rav Dimi said, Ki Yasi Rav Dimi Am Rabbi Yochanan, his formulation and categorization was, any future Shvua is a Shvuas Sheker. I will eat, I promise, I swear I will eat, I swear I won't eat, that Sheker. Any past Shvua, I ate, I didn't eat, that Shav. That was Rav Dimi's version of Rabbi Yochanan. Future is Sheker and past is Shav. Ravin on Rabbi Yochanan, that's going to be on today's daf. He's going to have a different categorization on the sixth line on Chaf Aleph and Aleph, which Be'ez Hashem will get to. But related to Rav Dimi's version, the Gemara quoted a four-word brisa on yesterday in the middle of Chaf Amabez. The Gemara quoted, Shav Mesve, see in the middle of Chaf Amabez, Shav Sheker Echadheim. Shua Shav and Shua Sheker are one. Question is, what does that mean? They're one, right? That's a Kashan, Rav Dimi, Rabbi Yochanan, who said one is future, one is past. So the Gemara gives four interpretations. What does that brisa mean that Shav and Sheker are one? Three of them are in yesterday's daf, and the fourth one is the top line of Yibay Seima. The first pshat was maybe it means that you're chayiv on if they're both the same thing. If Shav is on the past, so Sheker is also on the past. We said no, that's lav dafka. The Gemara said maybe it means Echad Heim, that was they were said Bedibur Echad, like Zachar Veshamar, right? This week's Parsha coming up, Veschanan, Zachar Veshamar. So the Gemara said, no, that doesn't work either because Lamay Nafkamina, they were said as one. Zachar Veshamar, they were said together to teach me something. Kol Sheyeshno Bishmira, Yeshno Bishchira, to teach me women are included in all the mitzvahs Hayim of Shabbos. Fine, but what does this teach me? So we rejected that too. Number three, the third possibility of what that Brisa means is that maybe just like you get Malkus on one, you get Malkus on the other. So that was accepted. But now we have a fourth answer. A fourth answer. Now we're on the top line of Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph. The Ibayis Ema. Fourth shot. What does that brisa mean of Shav V'Sheker Echad Heim? What does that mean that they're one? So for number four, Kishem Shemevi Karban Al Sheker, Kach Mevi Karban Al Shav. The brisa means just like you bring a Karban, you bring an Ola V'Yored for Shvua Sheker. That is one form of a Shvua's Bitui. Bitui is the larger category. Bitui just to express something. So just like you bring a carbon on Sheker, so too you bring a carbon on Shav. Rabbi Akiva he the Mechayev l'Shav Arkila Haba, and that Bryce is going like Rabbi Akiva Shita, who says that you have a carbon Shvua, right? Shvua Seidus in this case, both on past issues and on future issues. Future issues is Sheker. I swear I will eat, I swear I won't eat, and you don't do it. So too on the past. And that's the interpretation of the brisa. So that is all shot number four. So now the Gemara says, Meisvei, Eze hi Shavua Shav, another brisa. What is a Shavua Shav? Nishma l'shano says hayadua la'adam. If I swear to change something that is known to man, I swear that a tree is a rock. I swear that a rock is a tree. That is an example of a Shvua Shav. Shvua Sheker. What's an example of Shvua Sheker? Nishba lehachlif. I swear to switch something. I swear to switch something. The Gemara assumes that Lashon is a switch of I swear about something in the past. Rashi says on the fourth line, Nishba lehachlif, l'shanos es ha'emes b'shvuaso. Lehachlif, I swear to change something with my shvua. Hayna l'sha'avar, kigon achalti v'lo achal, lo achalti v'yachal. We assume that Nishba lehachlif is a Lashon of a shvua of l'sha'avar, which is exactly against Rav Dimi on Rabbi Yochanan, which is the shita we're in now. Remember, Rav Dimi's version of Rabbi Yochanan is Sheker is future, Shav is past. And now we're saying an example of Shua Sheker is past. So the Gemara answers no. Ema nishba umachlif. Change it to the future. You swear umachlif, and then after you swear, you do something to go against your shvua. So that could also be about the future. Okay, that is all. End of Shita 1. That is Rav Dimi, the name of Rav Yochanan. Many times throughout Shas, you have two versions of a Shita. One from Rav Dimi and one from Ravin. So now we have part 2 of the sugya. Ki asa Ravin. When Ravin came, Amr Rabbi Yirmi, Amr Rabbi Yavo, Amr Rabbi Yochanan, Ravin says the name of Rabbi Yochanan, a different categorization. Achalti velo achalti sheker. Right, I ate, I didn't eat, right, one of those shvuas, that's a shvua sheker, meaning just the opposite. Sheker is passed. The azharte, and what is the azhara? Meaning what pasik is the warning? Mil velo si shavu vishmila sheker. But the shvua, that's the pasik, don't swear my name, sheker. Ochel velo ochel. Right, if it's a future shvua, I swear I will eat something and I don't, or the opposite. Over below yachal dvaro, I violate the iser of lo yachal. I shall not make my word chulid. I shouldn't violate my word. Veizi shvua shav. So what's a shav? Nishba l'shano says a yedua la'adam. Right, so it's a different categorization between Ravin and Rav Dimi. Why is it so important to know what's in what category? They're all bad. They're all isurim. So why do we care? What do I care? Whether it's shav, whether it's sheker. So there's a very important Rashi, which we're not going to talk about the Achronim on it, but we'll just mention the Rashi on the previous Amud, yesterday's Daf. Very much talked about Rashi in the Achronim. Rashi says over here on Chaf Mebeis, when you give Hasra'a, you got to quote the Pasuk from Chumash about the Isser that is about to be done. You know if you're Mechal Shabbos, you're going to violate Los Asakal Malacha. You know if you're going to eat Treif, you're going to violate dot, dot, dot. That's why it's so important. That's the Rashi. Rashi says it. I see the last line of Rashi, Achalti v'lo Achalti. It's right in the middle of yesterday's daf. V'hamikra hazeh tzorech lahasrizbo. The Menachas Chinuch makes a big deal about this Rashi in Mitzvah Lamed Beis. But again, that's the Rashi. Rashi in Shavuos Daf Chaf, you got to give Hasra in with the Pasuk. That's the Nafka Mina, why it's so important to know which Pasuk it is from. There might be other answers, but that is Rashi's answer to the question. Okay, so we have Rav Dimi Amar Yochanan and Rav Amar Birbi Amar Yochanan. Some of you might be wondering, why is it we've mentioned in the past the Shita of the Rambam? The Rambam, we mentioned it on Daf Beis, we mentioned it also last week when we started the parak. If you remember the Rambam's codification at the beginning of Hilchos Shavuos, the Rambam says there are four types of Shavuos, Bitui, Shav, Pikadon, and Edus. So Pikadon and Edus are later. The fourth parak of Shavuos are Edus, and the fifth parak of Shavuos are Pikadon. But now we're talking about Bitui and Shav. That's this parak. So what are they? So the Rambam says, Shavuos Bitui is two in the future, two in the past, Nishbal, Davar, Sha'avar, etc. And then the Rambam says, Shvua Shav is split up into four, as we said. You swear about something that is not true, you swear about something that is true, that is obvious. Or you swear about against a mitzvah, or you swear about doing something impossible. Those are the four Shvua Shavs. So, as the Kesa Mishnah, the Rambam seems to be having a new Shita. He's not possibly like Ravina Rabbi Yochanan, or Rav Dimi Rabbi Yochanan. Nobody says what he says. Shvua Shav is Davar Yadua, and that it's true or that it's not true, and on an impossible thing, and against the mitzvah. That's the Rambam Shvua Shav. And Sheker, the Rambam has earlier. What Sheker? Nishbal Achaz Mi'arba, the Rambam says Sheker is future or past. Nishbal Achaz Mi'arba Machlokos Elu, the Hechlif, Konshi Nishba Shalo Yochal V'achal, Osha Yochal V'lo Achal, Osha Chadi V'lo Achal, Osha Chadi V'lo Achal. Hareza Shvua Sheker. Sheker is all four, future and past. Shav is the other four that I mentioned. So ask the Kesa Mishnah. I don't understand the Rambam. There are two shitas here. V'rabbeinu shakasav sha'achalti v'lo achalti. Ochav lo achal arbatam mishon lo sishavav lo hisker bal yachel, etc. Ze loka Rav Dimi de loka Ravin yish lo tamu alav. What the Rambam's talking about. So if it's Sarech Lomar, says the Kesef Mishnah, quoting a Tshuvas HaRivash, Shetzarech Lomar Sherabeinu Mefaresh, must be that the Rambam understands, Ki She'af Alpi, Sherav Dimi Ki Muki Lav De Lo Yachal Lo Kodamos, I know Lomar De Lo Avar Alay El Mishal Ba Yachal Bovad, Ki Muki Ravin, Ochav Lo Yachal Ba Yachal, I know Lomar She'over Af Bebal Yachal. Basically, the Kesef Mishnah, the name of the Rivash, just adds in one word. He holds like Ravin. The Rambam holds like the second opinion, the second approach. Ravin Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Aye, what do you do with Bal Yachel? It says if you say Ochav Lo Ochel, you violate Bal Yachel. He means also Bal Yachel. Sheker are all four. All four words, right? I swear I'm going to eat something. I swear I ate something. Which we would have said. Sheker is a lie. So what's included in a lie? So you can lie about the future, you can lie about the past. That's how the Rambam interprets Ravin. Maybe it's because that's what the word means. Shav is something different. Shav is a useless shvua. I swear a chair is a tree. I swear a chair is a chair. Those are useless shvuas. I swear against the mitzvah. That's useless. It's meaningless. I swear about doing something impossible. It's just what the words mean. Makes sense. Sheker is you lie about an action that you did or you didn't do, or you will do or you won't do. So the Rambam, that's how the Rambam interprets Ravin. Well, that when he says, lo yachel dvaro, he means you also violate bal yachel if it's about the future. If it's about the past, it's just sheker. Well, it's shav v'shmila shaker. If it's the future, it's also bal yachel. What shav? Nishma l'shana says yadu la'adam. And there are other examples of shav, which the Rambam gets from elsewhere. But that is what the Rivash says, to support the Rambam. Why it is also just, that's true, beautiful. Is there any other reasons why we pass on like Ravin? I mean, we're explaining it that maybe it's just Mistaver. He thinks that's what Sheker means. If you would stop somebody on the street and say, what is Shvua Sheker? So a person would probably say all four. You swore about something in the past or about the future and you lie about it. A Shav, useless, so that's not a useless Shvua. The Rather Rivash, quoted here in the Kesef Mishnah, he gives other reasons why we paskin like Ravin. Maybe because he's a little later, and Lishna Basra, and other Gemara seem to be like Ravin. Okay, other answers in the other issues that brought up in the Rambam. Okay, that is in terms of Psak. One, Dvar Drush, which we mentioned in a Parsha Shir, last year Parshas Yisro, but can't not do Shvua Shav without mentioning this Meiri. The Meiri in the Hakdama to Shas, towards the beginning of his Hakdama, it's a long Hakdama, but on the third page, he quotes there a thought based on early Achronim, early Rishonim, and that is, we know there are 10 Divras. Aseret HaDibros, this is Parsha, oh, Baruch Hashem. Works out beautiful, Aseret HaDibros. So in the Torah, we don't have a split up of 5 and 5. It's just 10. We assume a pikabala that is equal. Right, it makes a nice picture of the luchos, 5 and 5, and the benatul mamakom, benatul machavero, beautiful, 2 luchos, but the first luchos have a lot more words. Right, Shabbos is in the first luchos, what's the last luchos? Right, Anochi and Shabbos are the 2 longest ones, they're one and four. And what do we have in the second luchos? L'sirzach, l'sinu, l'sigov is very short. So it will be way down, but that's what we assume, it's 5 and 5. The Meiri quotes the idea that many expand upon, that since it's parallel, since there's 5 and 5, maybe there's a connection between each one. 1 and 6, each one on the same line. 1 and 6, 2 and 7, 3 and 8, 4 and 9, and 5 and 10. So he goes through each one of those explaining what the connection is. So first of all, Anochi and Losirtzach. Right, Anochi Hashem Elokecha is the ultimate recognition of the existence of God. Losirtzach, murdering somebody, is the ultimate denying Tzelem Elokim. That's what he says, Losirtzach. Number one. Number two is not believing in Avodah Zarah and Lo Sinaf. Many times throughout Navi. Like the leaving God is compared to a woman leaving her married husband. Right? So those two work out. Then Shabbos is connected to, number three is Lo Sis Hashem Hashem Lekech Lashav, Lo Signov. We'll have to get back to that. The next one though. Number 4 and 9 is Shabbos and Eidus Sheker. Beautiful. Shabbos, you give Eidus to Kodesh Baruch Hu giving the Torah. And 5 and 10 is Kibbut Ava'im, Lo Sachmod. Kibbut Ava'im, you recognize that I'm not the center of the world. I got it from others who helped me. Lo Sachmod, I recognize my place in the world as well. So that's how he says. But what about 3 and 7? What's the connection between Lo Sisa, not bearing God's, swearing about God's name in vain, and Lo Signov. So, says the Meiri, Al Derech Tzachus. He realizes this isn't a Pashup shot, but he says, Vehara, Belo Tisa Miloshen Masa, carry. Not Lo Sisa Shem Miloshen Malakach, not just swearing, but Loshen of carrying. We're talking about Shvua Shav here. Right, that's why I'm mentioning this now. Lo Sisa Shem Malakach LaShav. So, on that Shvua Shav, the Meiri says you could understand it on a deeper level. What does it mean? Don't carry God's name in vain. How do we carry God's name in vain? By looking like an Orthodox from person and then going behind people's backs and stealing from them. That's Lo Sisa and Lo Signa. Listen to his Lashon 700 years ago. Shalot Tehe Misatif Betalischa V'Holech V'Gonev. We're going to be wearing talis and tefillin, and then we're going to go steal. And we're going to go behind people's back and rip them off. Says the Meiri, that's Lo Sisa, that's bearing God's name in vain. By stealing, you're bearing God's name in vain. That's what we have to remember, says the Meiri. That's what he says. So, Shvua Shav, not just Shvua Shav, but also bearing and carrying the mantle of Torah and Yahadus in a false way. That is what the Meiri says is the parallel. Okay, back to the Gemara. Amar Rav Papa, 12th line. Says Rav Papa, Hod Rabbi Avo, this last statement that Ravin quoted from Rabbi Yirmiyah in the name of Rabbi Avo in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. So Rav Papa says that Rabbi Avo did not hear a shir from Rabbi Yochanan about this. Rabbi Avo quoted in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, he didn't hear Rabbi Yochanan say this. Lav beferish itmar, he didn't hear it explicitly in a shir. Ela b'chola itmar, he heard it, he applied it from something that he heard in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, but he did not hear it. So, and whenever we have one of these statements in the Gemara, usually it ends off with, you could have interpreted the story differently. It's lav dafka, you didn't hear it in a shir, so you don't know if that's exactly the case, the reason. But anyway, what's the story? Michal Inmar, Damar Rabbi Di Barav and Amar of Amram, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Rabbi Yosei Luli, Kalos Aseisha B'Torah, Lav Sheyesh Bo Maisa, Lokan Alav. The rule is, as we had back in Makkos also, Lav Sheyesh Bo Maisa, we also had it earlier in this Masechta, first parak, we're trying to figure out who the Shita was of the first Mishnah. So, any Los Aseh in the Torah that has a Maisa, Lokan Alav, you get Malkus. Ain bo ma'isa, ain lokan alav. If it doesn't have an action, you don't get malchus. Why? It's not dumya to lav to chasima. It's not similar to the lav of muzzling, which is the source for all malchus. Abraham yaken lo Yosef, pasukin kiseitse, it's next to lo sachsum shar b'disho. So we say, you get malchus when it's similar to the lav of chasima. That implies an action. Well, the chasima is an action. So therefore, if it doesn't have an action, you're not going to get malchus. Chutz, three exceptions. Three lav she'ain bo ma'ises, and you still get malchus. What are they? Chutz bi nishba, swearing is a lav shein b'maisa. That's the one we're going to talk about. Umeimir, what's meimir? The isser of tamura. I have an animal that I designated as a carbon, and then I change my mind. I want to give a different animal. I say, I don't want to give animal A, I switch the kedusha to animal B. Guess what? That's an isser daraisa. Number one, that's the isser of tamura. And number two, now they're both kadosh. I lose. Right? That's it. That's an, and it's a mitzvah zaseh to be makdash both of them. Right, so that's the Isser of Temura. So that is, the Gemara says in Temura Daf Gimel, the reasons why Temura gets Malkus, because it achieves a status in the other animal, so it's Ki'ilu, there's a Maisa. U'mekalos chaver b'shem. And also if I curse my friend using Shem Hashem. I curse my friend also. Those three do not have an action, but you get Malkus anyway. The Rashi here says, mekalos chaver b'shem, Rashi adds in one word. B'shem ha-miyuchad. Rashi says, Shem HaMiyuchad, one word, right across from where we are. Shem HaMiyuchad. Rashi holds that Mekalel is only Chayiv if somebody curses with the actual Shem HaMiyuchad with Yudke Vavke. If you look in the Rambam does not hold of this. The Rambam in Sanhedrin, Chaf of Gimel, the Ravid holds like Rashi. Rashi holds, right, the Ravid holds like Rashi. The Ravid says, Ein Aloke El B'Shem HaMiyuchad, V'Hach Yisab Yerushalmi in Shavuos. But the Rambam says, HaMekalel, Echan HaMekalel Atzmo, O Chavero, O Dayan, O Nasi. Doesn't matter who you curse. Eino loke ashikal b'shem min hashemos. You're chayiv if you use any one of the shemos of Hashem. Kagon, ka, shakai, elokim. O b'kinui min hakinuyim. Even a kinui, kagon chanun. Right? If I curse somebody in the name of Hashem using chanun, rachum. V'kanei v'chayosi behen. Hovu chayiv em kilo b'kal hakinuyin. Kach em kilo b'kal lashon chayiv. Any language. So that's Machlokas Rishonim, what Shem Hashem has to be used for Mekalel. Rashi here is taking a stand that it has to be Shem HaMiyuchad. Anyway, we're still in the middle of the story. So the Gemara says, quotes Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, every losase that has a maisa, you get Malkus. If it doesn't have a maisa, you don't get Malkus. Let's finish the whole thwat. Right, which takes us a number of more lines, and then we'll come back to say a comment about this statement. Nishpa Minolan, where's the source? The Gemara here is only going to talk about Nishpa, that's the only one that's important to our sugya. How do we know that somebody who swears, we don't know what the case is, somebody who swears ba'avera gets malchus, Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishim Rav Shimon Ba'yochai, Amar Kral, because the Pasuk says, and Aseret Sadibros, Lo Sisa Shem Hashem Lakecha Lashav, Ki Lo Yinakeh. A person shall not carry the name of God falsely and swear falsely. Kilo yinake, he will not be cleansed. So what do we darshan from that? Bezen shall mala im menakanoso. The upper court, the heavenly court, will not cleanse him. Of a bezen shall mata malkanoso menakanoso. But the bezen shall mata could give him lashes. So that's the source. He won't be cleansed by God, but he'll be cleansed by us, giving him malkus. That'll help him get a kapara. Amalei Rav Papa Labaya, this is all one long conversation to prove our point. Amalei Rav Papa Labaya, dilma haki kamarachmana, lo yinake klal. How do you know lo yinakeh means he's not punished by an upper court, but he is punished by a lower court? Maybe it means he does not get cleansed, period. That Malkus won't even help him. So how do you know? So the Gemara says, Iksiv ki lo yinakeh kitaka amrit. If it would have just said ki lo yinakeh, fine, then you can interpret as you said. Hashta dechsiv ki lo yinakeh Hashem. Hashem won't cleanse him. So then that's what we darshan. Hashem hu de'enu menake. Hashem will not cleanse him. Avo bezen shalmata malkanoso menakanoso. But the bezen shalmata can give him lashes. That's the source that there's some type of shvua. And what's the simplest interpretation? What does the pasuk say? Losisa shem alkecha la shav. So a shav shvua, a useless shvua, gets malkus. Fine. So the Gemara continues. Remember, this whole thing is trying to prove where Rabbi Yochanan said something that can imply the categories that Rabbi Avohu attributed to him. Right? What was that? Rabbi Avohu attributed to him that future is sheker, past is lo yachel, or also sheker, like we said, according to the Rambam's interpretation, and shav means you swear on a davar yadua, that it's not true or that it is true. Good. So we're trying to see what statement of his implied that. So, this so far what we say, that Bezen Shalmata would give Malkus for a Shvua Shav. So, Ashkelon Shvua Shav, Shvua Sheker Minalon. How do you know a Shvua Sheker would also give Malkus, even though it's a Lav She'ein Bo Maisa? So, Rabbi Yochanan Didei, Amar, Lashav, Lashav, Shtei Pa'amim. It says Lashav twice. Imeinu Inyan Shvua Shav, Tenei Inyan Lua Shveker. That's Rabbi Yochanan's statement, that you get Malkus for Shvua Sheker, even though it's a Lav She'ein Bo Maisa. So now Rabbi Avohu steps up. V'havi bar Rabbi Avohu. So Rabbi Avohu discusses this. Hai shvua sheker hichi dami. Which shvua sheker are we talking about? Remember, what is the case? There's some shvua sheker out there that's a lav she'ein bo maisa, but Rabbi Yochanan says you still get malchus. So what's the shvua sheker? Ilem a shvua shelo ochel ve'achal. Is it the future that shvua that he will not eat? And he ate anyway. So you need, and that's where Rabbi Yochanan says you get malchus? Lav she'ish b'maisa. You don't need a special libud for that. That's a lav she'ish b'maisa. I swear I won't eat the cookie, and I ate the cookie. So I did the action. So that can't be what he's the shvua under discussion. So it must be the opposite case. I swear I will eat the cookie, and I don't eat the cookie. So is that the case that's included by Rabbi Yochanan? That can't be true either. Why? Because we have another statement that Rabbi Yochanan says, you don't get malchus there. Chai mi loke. Do you get malchus in that case? V'ha itmar. We had earlier, back on Daf Gimel. The other hayom below achla. If I make a shvua, I swear I'll eat this cookie today, and the day passed and I didn't eat it. Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish Dami Trevayu. They both say ain't aloka. Even Rabbi Yochanan says you don't get malchus in that case. Two different reasons. Rabbi Yochanan Amar ain't aloka mishum dahave lav shein b'maisa. So lav without an action. V'chol lav shein b'maisa ain't aloka. And I love you. Don't get malchus. Rish Lakish Amar ain't aloka mishum dahave asra asafik. Rish Lakish held that you do get malchus for a lav shein b'maisa. So he comes up with a different reason why you don't get malchus in this case, because it's a hasra asafik. Because every moment of the day he still can eat it. And a few minutes later, v'hasra asafik lo shma asra. Right, so therefore Asra, so, and Asra Savik is not a good Asra, so they both agree in that case. So we're still stuck. What's the case? Rabbi Yochanan came up with this chiddush of, there was only three exceptions to the rule of a lav she'ein b'maisa lokan alav. One of them is nishba, and it's swear not only l'shav, but also l'sheker. What's the case of shvua shveker? That's a lav she'ein b'maisa, but you get malchus. So we still don't know. So, Amr, Rabbi Avo, you know what it must be? What's the only case left? Tehei b'achalti, v'lo achalti. It must be the case of, I ate a cookie, and v'lo achalti. Or I didn't eat a cookie, and he swears falsely about the past. That's the case, umayshna, and why do you get malchus for that case? Amarava, b'feir shibsa tar, shvua sheker, dumi l'shav. Because, as we said before, Rabbi Yochanan compares sheker to shav. Mashav l'sha'avar, af sheker nami l'sha'avar. It's also about the past. That must be the case where somebody swears, I swear I ate a cookie and they didn't, or the other case, that's lav she'ein b'maisa. You're not doing any action now. That's the case. That's the shvua that Rabbi Yochanan says you get malchus for, even though it's a lav she'ein b'maisa. That's Rabbi Avo's diuk to explain his categorization according to Rabbi Yochanan, right? Well, what are we talking about today? What's the categorization? Past is sheker. And even future is lo yachel, but maybe that's also sheker. But the important point is that even past is sheker against what Rav Dimi quoted Rabbi Yochanan. Right? So that is all the raya. Again, he never gave a shir about it. It's just what we imply. Just what we imply. Okay, we'll continue with that in a second. Let's just go back to talk about the previous line. Right? The previous line we said, so any losa say in the Torah, if it's a lav she'ein b'maisa, only three exceptions to the rule. So Tosfos said, two discussions at Tosfos. The first Tosfos chutz discusses that other Gemaras, talking is considered an action. Akima Svasav. The Gemara talks about Nebam Metziah. Well, the Gemara is in the beginning of Tosfos Chutz. The Gemara Nebam Metziah, that's tzaddik. If I muzzle my animal by screaming at it, right? I go, my animal's just about to eat something. I go, right? That's muzzling Bakol. Or Vihinhiga Bakol. Or I lead it. Let's say my animal is, I have two animals hooked up to a wagon that are kilayim with each other. Right? And I lead it by saying something. So the Gemara says, Akima Svasa Havimaisa. So there's an action there. So why does the Gemara assume here that, these are the only Nishba, Meimir, Makalel, those are Einbo Mises, therefore those are exceptions to the rule. What do you mean? Maybe that those are Mises. Those are Yeshbo Mises. Those aren't Einbo Mises. Those are Yeshbo Mises. Akima Svasav. Answers Tosvos. So the Rimi Gash in the Rishonim here, the Rashba quotes the Rimi Gash, maybe there's a difference between how big of a Misa. It's a little Misa, if you talk, but not a big Misa. So the Rashba says, how do you draw the line? Is that enough for Lav Sheish B'Maisa or not? So Tosfos gives a different answer. No, over there Chasima is different. To Bedibur Osemaisa, where your speech leads to an action, so then that's called an Lav Sheish B'Maisa. It's already enough to be called Lav Sheish B'Maisa. Doesn't mean a lav that you violate right away by doing an action. It's a lav that has an action within it. Within it could be the result of your act. You do something, and the animal acts. That's good enough. It's not the lips moving themselves. It's what the talking causes. The shiny hasam de bedibur osamaisa shabehema nimnas milecho v'havi kamo meimir. Just like tmura, where you achieve a certain status in the animal, it's as if it's changed. So Tosfos here, the assumption of Tosfos is that there's a new definition to lav shiyesh b'maisa. It doesn't mean an avera that you do through an action. It means an avera that includes an action somewhere in the process, which means the animal acting or the achievement of some result of hektish. Okay, but that is an important line in Tosfos. The next Tosfos discusses why these are the only exceptions. Tosfos, I can give you two other ones. Two other lav she'imbo maises that you'd get malchus for. Edim zomimin, motzi shemra. Edim zomin, they just testified. The Gemara says lav she'imbo maisa. Motzi shemra, a man comes to court and says my wife wasn't a psula and he lied about it. Again, Akimas Vasav. Those get Malkus. So why aren't those listed? So, first of all, he says maybe by those two, it says Malkus Betheirish in the Torah. You don't have to have those as exceptions. It's before it's Pasuk in the Torah that they get Malkus. Or, Inami, the next line of Tosfos, Inami, Ein Lamedim and Aklalis, Afilu B'Malkam Shnere B'Hen Chutz. The second answer of Tosfos is that, you're right. These aren't the only three exceptions. The Gemara left some out. The Gemara left some other cases out. And the Gemara says, you know what you learn from here? Even if the Gemara says a rule, this is everything except for these two. It doesn't mean those two. It's lav dafka. It's lav dafka. So the Shara Masechta Be'Halacha makes the comment that we find this principle in the Gemara about statements by the Tanoim. The Chiddush is, of Tosfos, is that he's saying it even about statements of the Amoraim. A statement of Rabbi Yavo in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. There you would think, the later Ashita is, you would think that they're being medactic in what they're saying. No. Tosfos, that's the Chiddush of Tosfos. Even about a statement of the Amoraim. Right, Tosfos doesn't make a big deal about it, but the Shara Masechta Be'Halacha picks up on it. We're talking about Rabbi Yavo here. We're not talking about a Tana of Ashir, the Gemara says. So, that's the important principle of Tosfos. And one final point. And then we will move on and turn over. And that is the machlokas we mentioned a number of times already, but as we always say, the galus of the daf is for certain chiefs to become second nature to us. When I met somebody a few weeks ago, and they said, oh yeah, they're Yosef Engel, and I'm like, Baruch Hashem, we never get, oh, you've said this four times, that's the point. We try to repeat the important machlokos so that it becomes second nature to us, and our bekiyas, gets strengthened, right? What am I talking about, finally? The machlokas between the Chinuch and the Magen Mishnah. How does one define a lav she'ish b'maisa or ein b'maisa? What if an avera can be performed by both? The example I gave before, chasima. I can muzzle with an act, or I can muzzle without an act. If you have an avera that can be done with both, then what is it categorized as? So the Magen Mishnah in Hilchas Chira says, if it can be done with a maisa, it's called a lav she'ish b'maisa. That is what he suggests for the Rambam, the end of the 12th parak The beginning of the 13th parak in Schirus says the Magen Mishnah, Ve'efshar hayli lomar shekal lav she'i efshar bo maisa ela dibur she'ein hadibur kari maisa aval chasima kivan she'yeshna b'maisa gamor. You can do it through an act af hachasima b'kol hi kimaisa. So this might be a different definition than Tosfos said. Tosfos said it leads to an act. Here he's saying because it can be done with an act, that's enough to fundamentally call it a lav sheish b'maisa, even though maisa is not being done right now. That is the Magen Mishnah. If you can do an act, it's always lav sheish b'maisa, even though you didn't do it. And the Sefer Chinuch has the opposite shita. The Sefer Chinuch is by the Aveira of Nekama. Reish Mem Aleph. Do you get Malchus for Nekama? Another Aveira. You could do Nekama with an act, or I could do Nekama with that. I could spread bad rumors about somebody. Terrible. Right, that's Akima Svasov.
What? By refraining from an act.
Refraining from an act. Or, okay, you could also do it that way. For refraining, right, refraining from an act. Or you could do an act. Or you could, like, punch somebody in the face. Right, so you could, Nekama could be done with an act or without an act. Do you get Malchus for Nekama? That's the Sefer HaChinuch Shita. Says the Sefer HaChinuch. Ein lokin alav zeh. Lefi she'ein bo maisa. The klal zeh yeh b'yadcha. Let this klal be in your hands. Shokal makom shneamer alav she'ein bo maisa ein lokan alav afal pisha asa shum maisa ein lokan alav mikivan she'efshar laver alav b'li maisa. Got to think about the lamdas, two opposite shitas. If it can be done without an act, it's lav she'ein bo maisa. If it can be done with an act, it's lav she'ein bo maisa. V'tizkor davar zeh b'kulan ki davar baruhur ein tzorach l'shanoso makom acher. Whenever a rishon says it like four times, you know he's like wants to be very strong because he knows that there are those who argue with him. What he says, Tizkorze, ki davar baruhu, ain't tzorach l'shanoso makom acher. I don't say anywhere else. He says it three times. But again, you know, he's very, I don't know if he's defensive or he's just emphasizing it. That is the machlokas. Okay. Let's move on. Eisvei. So we are 10 lines up from the bottom. So what did the Gemara just say? The Gemara said that Rabbi Avo did not get the categorization of Rabbi Yochanan because of a shir he heard from Rabbi Yochanan, but because of an implicit shita of what Rabbi Yochanan said. Rabbi Yochanan said that Nishba is an example of a Nishba is a Shvua Sheker, that it's a lav she'ein bo maisa, that you get Malchus on anyway. So it must be the case that you swear about the past. So, Eisvei, Rabbi Yirmiyahu, Rabbi Avo, I have a problem with the Mishnah later on. Shvua shlochal kikar zu. If somebody says, I swear I will not eat this cookie. Shvua shlochlana, I swear I won't eat it. Shvua shlochlana, I swear I won't eat it. He says it three times. Va'achla, and he eats it. How many aveiros does he get? I said it three times. I swear. I said it three times. Inochai balachas. He only gets one. Why? Because once he swore the first time, he's already mushba. He's already aser. It's like swearing on something that's already aser to you. So you only get the one aveira. And the Gemara, the Mishnah there continues. Zui shvuas bitui shechayavan alzdona chmakas al shekagasa karban alov yorid. This is the shvuas bitui, the case where I say, I swear in the future, that's the case where you chayav malchus or a karban. Zuhi lemute mai. What is that excluding? Lav lemute. Isn't that excluding achalti velo achalti delo laki? Isn't the example given is at the future? So isn't that excluding past that you don't get malchus? Kash on Rabbi Yochanan, because we just had a whole amenity that Rabbi Yochanan says, Sheker, Shua Sheker, about the past, you get Malchus on. So isn't that what that mission is excluding? Lo. Lemuti achalti velo achalti mi karbon. It's not excluding anything from Malchus. It's just excluding it from a karbon. Zuhi dal shigagasa karbon all over yored. This one, the future one, if I swear about the future, I'm chayav a karbon all over yored, aval achalti velo achalti lo. But if I swear about the past, I am not chayav a karbon. And who's it going like? For Rabbi Shmuel, it's going like Rabbi Shmuel, who we had already. Damar eno chayav ela ala asilavo aval milkalaki. But right, Rabbi Shmuel says the karbon all over yored is only about a future shvuah, but not about the past. But in a chanami, you would get malchus even about the past. So Gemara says, okay, fine, that works out in the first part of the Mishnah, but Ema Seifa says the Seifa of that Mishnah later on, Zui Shvua Shav, Shachayav and Azdona Makos, Vashigagasa Pator. This is the Shvua Shav, their Chayav Makis, and on the Shoge, your Pater. So Zuhi Lemute Mai. What is that excluding? My Lav, Lemute Achalti Velo Achalti, Delo Laki. Again, isn't that excluding the past Shvua Sheker, and you don't get Malchus, again, against Rabbi Yochanan. That's the whole shita that we're talking about. Rabbi Yochanan says, a Shvua Sheker by the past, you get Malchus on. So isn't that what's being excluded in the Mishnah? So Gemara says, lo, Zuhi dal shigagasa pater mi karban. No, again, this is what it says, this is what you get, you're on the shogeg, your pater. Aval achalti, velo achalti, a shigagasa, chayiv karban. Rabbi Akiva hi, de mechayiv l'shavar kalaba. And it's going like Rabbi Akiva, who says, you are chayiv, a karban on the past, just like on the future. So again, each one, don't tell me you're being mamai something about Malkus. So it has nothing to do with the Rabbi Yochanan that's on the discussion. The Gemara says, one second, Ha'amar Reish Rabbi Yishmaeli. You just told me the Reish is Rabbi Yishmael. Remember Rabbi Yishmael who says, Shavuas Olav Yorid is only about the future. Rabbi Kiva says it's also about the past. Reish Rabbi Yishmael v'sefer Rabbi Kiva. Well, you can tell me it's a Rabbi Yehuda Nasi split the Mishnah? Somewhere says, no, Kula Rabbi Akiva. It's possible to say the whole thing is like Rabbi Akiva. Veresha, aye, what about the Resha? It sounded like Rabbi Ishmael. Lav lemuti achalti velo achalti mikarbon. It's not excluding a shvua sheker in the past from a karbon. Elo lemuti ochav lo ochav mimalkus. It's excluding a future shvua from Malkus. Remember, Rabbi Yochanan was only about the past. Avo karbon mechayiv. But a karbon, you will be chayiv either way. Umaishna, why would we Darshan exclude Malkus in the future, not a karbon. Why would he darshan about the future? Mistaver, it makes sense. Koi b'laba, m'may l'haba. Koi b'laba, m'may l'shavar. We're talking about future oaths. So the probability is that we're excluding something about the future, not about the past. Okay, this is all just how do we learn the Mishnah later on from Daf Chav Zayin, how do we interpret it in the light of the Shitas of Rabbi Yochanan here, but the important parts of Chafam Abes, Chafam Alef and Aleph, besides the Lav She'im B'Maisa, important discussion that came up, is the Machlokes in the categories, what is a Shvua Sheker, what is a Shvua Shav, according to the Rivash's understanding of the Rambam's understanding of Rabbi Yochanan, the Rambam Rabbi Yochanan. Again, to review, shvua sheker is any shvua that you lie about something that you did or will do. I swear I ate, I swear I didn't eat. I will, I won't. All four are shvua sheker. Well, the future ones also have the Yisrael Yachal Dvaro. Shvua shav, that's a different category. That's swearing about something, a reality. Either swearing about it or swearing against it, and the other ones of swearing about something impossible and swearing Nishba Levatel es HaMitzvah. Okay, the other ones will come up in the future. Okay, weiter. Two dots. Shvua Shlo Ochel V'Ochel Koshu Chayiv. Back to our Mishnah. What did our Mishnah say at the beginning of the parak? Yud Tassim Abeis. What did the Mishnah say? The Mishnah had it quoted in Machlokas. Between Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim. The Mishnah said, I swear I will not eat. And then I eat less than a Kezias. I ate a Kol Shehu. My Chayiv or not? Machlokas Tanoim. Rabbi Akiva says you're Chayiv, even though you eat a Kol Shehu. Unbelievable chiddush. One of the only, if not the only, isser achila that could be less than a kezias. The rabbanan say back to him, what are you talking about? You never chayv or kol shehu. They answer, because this is about dibur. It's not about the achila. It's an isser dibur that's violated through eating. But the isser is dibur. Maybe that's what the rabbanan would say back. No, it's a dibur connected to achila. So you still have the standards of achila. So the Gemara now asks, Iba Eluhu, Rabbi Akiva b'chol ha-Torah kula k'rib shimin sfirelei? This should be Akiva in our Mishnah. Is this unique to our context, or is it a Kol HaTorah Kula Shita? Akiva and Kol HaTorah Kula, outside of Shvua, does he all like Reb Shimon? That's Mechayev Mashu, the Tanya. What did Reb Shimon say? When was the last time we had this Reb Shimon? Or the main source of Reb Shimon? That is the Mishnah, in the first Mishnah, in the third Perek and Makas, in the Eluhin Alokin. The Mishnah there said, if you remember, when the Gemara on Daf Yud Gimel and Makis, when the at the end of that Gemara, that whole parak listed off all the Chiyuve Malkios. So after listing off towards the end, the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, Kama Yochel Mena Tevel V'Yechayiv. How much Tevel do you have to eat to be Chayiv for Malkus? Rabbi Shimon Omer Kol Shehu. V'Chachamim Omer Kezayis. And Rabbi Shimon says, don't you agree to me if you eat an ant? So they say that's a birya. We're going to get back to birya by the Shem here. But again, that's the sheet of Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon does not have this whole issue of kezayis. That Rabbi Shimon argues on that. Rabbi Shimon says that's true for karbon, but when it comes to punishment, mazid onesh, tiny amount. So does Rabbi Akiva hold like that, Rabbi Shimon, or is it something special here? Again, let's start again. Ibailu, Rabbi Akiva bechol atar akula k'rib Shimon sfirlei. Does Rabbi Kiva hold like Rabbi Shimon always? The mechayiv b'mashahu, who's mechayiv on even a tiny amount, always. The Tanya, Rabbi Shimon Omer, because Rabbi Shimon said kol shehu l'malkus. You're chayiv on a kol shehu for malkus. V'lo amru kizayis el inyan karbon. But the shear of kizayis that's given to us halacha Moshe Mesinai is like for a karbon. U'bedinu d'bayef lugi ba'alman. Really, Rabbi Kiva should hold like Rabbi Shimon everywhere. V'hayd kamif lugi hacha. So why does the Rabbi Yehuda Nasi Dafka quoted here in the context of Shvua, Lo diacha kochan de Rabbanan, to teach me the chiddush of the Rabbanan who say you need a kezayis, even here. The afagav, the ikel ameimar, even though you can say, holu mefarish chayiv, if somebody takes a Shvua, I swear I will not eat a tiny drop of the cookie. So then he's going to be chayiv even on a tiny drop. So since when he's mefarish, he's going to be chayiv, so stam nami chayiv, you might say that even if he's not mefarish, he's still chayiv, because that the fact that he could do that reflects that it is even on a mashahu, kamashmal on the patri. So the chiddush though is the sheet of the rabbanon. Rabbi Kiva holds like Rabbi Shimon always. Odilmo, or should we say ba'amak rabbanon sfirle? Or do I say no? Really, Rabbi Kiva holds like the rabbanon in general. Rabbi Kiva holds like everybody else. You need a kazayis even for an onesh. V'hacha, I know time, but shvu is different. Holum mafarish chayiv. Since you can't specify be chayiv even for a kol shehu, stam nami chayiv. Right. That is the question. Is this a call to our kula shita or not? We know in general, we generally hold that you need a kezias. You need a kezias. What if you eat less than a kezias? Not according to Reb Shimon. According to how we paskin, you need a kezias for ownership. What if you eat less than a kezias? So what do you violate? So that's the sugya of chatzi shir. The Gemara in the last parak in Yuma. Chatzi shir, ayin gimel mebez, ayin zan amin aleph. The Gemara there is the source of chatzi shir asr min ha-Torah, which is very halach l'maisa, which we'll talk, it's the havamin is that it's halach l'maisa. I'll explain in a second. The Gemara at the beginning of the eighth parak in Yuma. The Gemara quotes the machlokas of Yochanan and Reish Lakish. The Idmar, chatzi shir, Rabbi Yochanan amar asr min ha-Torah. Rabbi Yochanan says, even if I eat a chatzi shir, according to the Rabbanan, forget Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon is, even if I eat a chatzi shir, I get malchus. But Rabbanan say you don't get Malkus. Rabbi Yochanan says you still violate an Isidaraisa. Isidaraisa of Chatzi Shir. Reish Lakish Amar Mutter Min HaTorah, and it's only also means Rabbanan. What's the Svara for Rabbi Yochanan? Reish Lakish doesn't need a Svara. Reish Lakish says, Kazayis is the Shir, and everything else is Rabbanan. What's the source for Rabbi Yochanan? So there are two sources given in the Gemara. One Svara and one Pasuk. The Pasuk is Kol Chelev. Any amount of Chelev is Asur. But you're not going to get punished except for a kezias. And number two is the svara of chazi le'itztarufei. Because if I eat a little bit, and then another little bit, and another little bit, so that shows that even this little bit could add up. And therefore even eating a little bit is a problem. This could be another example, by the way, of Syag Daraisa, which hopefully we're going to try to have a shir about this sometime this week or next week, because we might be busy with Tisha B'Av, but another example. But anyway, that's the two svaras given in the Gemara. But that's according to the Rabbanan, Chatzi Shir Asa Min HaTorah or not. It's a big sugya of right, Yom Kippur, eating b'shiurin. It's a concept of shiurin, eating pachas mikashir. Yom Kippur has a little bigger shir, it has a date, besides of a date, koseves. So that's by Yom Kippur. Most poskim assume that by Tisha B'Av, even though somebody has to break their fast, there's somebody who's besakanas nefashas, the assumption is, according to many poskim, that you don't have to eat b'shiurin. That's only a Yom Kippur issue, on a daraisa level, but on a derabanan level, many poskim say, if you have to eat, you can eat, but you don't have to dafke eat b'shiurin. Just eat a little bit, eat what you need to eat. But the shiurin concept is a concept of Yom Kippur and not a concept by Tisha B'Av. So it's a havamina that is lamaisa this week, but according to many poskim, it is not. That is the issue of chatzi shir. Again, the big discussion of chatzi shir. There's a chacham tzvi. Chacham tzvi says in Simin Peivav that chatzi shir is only by isurei achila. Only by isurei achila, because that's where you could have the principle of chazi l'tzarufi. You could combine. But by other isurim, by, let's say, bal yirah b'yimatzei, right, by having chametz in your house, there's no kind of chatzi shir. If I have a chatzi zayis of chametz in my house, do I violate vayira? Even according to Rabbi Yochanan, Chacham Tzvi says no. It only applies to Yisuri Achila. The problem with that Chacham Tzvi is a mefurish Rashi in Shabbos. Rashi in Shabbos, when the Gemara talks about in the seventh parak about Borer, Ayin Dalit or so, the Gemara says, is a mutter to be Borer pachas mikashir? And Rashi there quotes the sugi and yuma, chatzi shir asa min haTorah.
You also have hotzah going the other way.
Well, it says that you're not chayiv mishim hotzah for chatzi shir, and chayiv a karbas, not a full. What, akira and hanacha? That we discussed a couple weeks ago, akira and hanacha, that might not be chatzi shir, that might be worse, that might be chatzi melacha, which is, it's not just you did the whole maisa with a small shir, it might be you did a half of an act. Half of an act is worse, that might really be drabanan. But doing the full malacha with a chatzi shir, that is daraisa. Anyway, that's one discussion, chatzi shir. The other discussion is, chatzi shir we have by isurim. Do we have it by mitzvos? There's a tshuva of the Shvus Yaakov in Chelek Beis Simen Yud Ches. The Shvus Yaakov says, is there any mitzvah to eat a half a kezayis of matzah if that's all I have? Let's say I only have a chatzi shir of matzah. Chatzi zayis. Is there any, do I make a bracha al achilas matzah? Is there any reason? Can I make a bracha? So it says the Shvus Yaakov in a tshuva. I read it to you. I have it here. 1 second. Says the Shvus Yaakov in a tshuva. Al davar mishein l'rak pachos mikazayis matza nirolisha ein kan chayiv klal. Right? No chayiv. There's nothing. It's like shaking hadasim and aravos, and you don't have a lulav. It's meaningless. There's no, they're ma'akiv zezeh. If I only have 3 out of 4 of the minim, there is no kiyum to shake 3 of them. Maybe, shaltish kakeh, there's no bracha, there's no mitzvah. So says the Shvus Yaakov, if you only have half a kazayas, also no bracha. Why? Varaya? It's a raya from halach and shulchan arach. If I made a shvua that I'm not going to eat matzah the whole year, it's usur to even eat matzah on Pesach. I have to figure out how that's nishbal avatal samitzvah. That's not halacha in Shulchan Aruch. Ufima de kaimel on linyan shvua. 1 second. Regarding shvua, we paskin shlo ochal kazayis mashma. Regarding shvua, we paskin that it means you can't eat a kazayis. We paskin like the Rabbanan, not like Rabbi Akiva. So 1 second, why don't you eat a chatzis ayis matzah? You'll get the mitzvah and not violate your shvua. It must be there's no mitzvah to eat chatzis ayis. And that's why there's no reason you're not allowed to eat matzah, because eating chatzis ayis is not going to help you. Because there's no mitzvah. That is a Shvus Yaakov. And just to mention one other source related to this, and that's a Chassam Sofer. There is a Gemara in Maseches Yuma on Daf Lamites, where the Gemara talks about the Lechem Apanim, that when certain time period where the Kohanim used to grab and not act properly to try to get a piece of the Lechem Apanim, certain Kohanim, you know, stopped, and they wouldn't, because they'd only be able to get a tiny piece, they didn't take any. So, some want to say from that Gemara, it's mashma that Chatzishir is not a mitzvah, because you see, they didn't want to take anything once it was only a little bit. Chassam Sofer, there, quoted in the Maritz Chayas and that Gemara, and Yuma Lamites suggests, no, maybe that's true, but only over there by Lechem Apanim. Why? Because by Lechem Apanim, and maybe by other Karbanis as well, the mitzvah is not to eat on the Gavra, the mitzvah is for the Karban to be eaten on the Chefza. And because of that, maybe that's why they did it. Maybe in general, Chatzishir by Matzah, maybe you would say there's a mitzvah, because there's a mitzvah on the Gavra. It's not the mitzvah for this Matzah to be eaten. It's a mitzvah for you to eat. But when it comes to Karbanos, maybe it's different. Okay, that's a little foray into Chatzishir. Maybe we'll have some more time at another time, but now we will continue. So again, the Gemara asks, Rabbi Akiva, does he hold like Rabbi Shimon and Kalatar Kulo, you never need a shir, or specifically here? So Tashma, D'Amrlo, the Rabbi Akiva, let's look at the language of the Mishnah. Heichan matzino ba'ochal kol shehu chayiv. Shezeh chayiv. They said to Rabbi Akiva, where do you ever find this? V'yem Isa, if he holds of it, if he holds like Rabbi Shimon always, so why don't you just answer them, I always hold this way. Leim aluhu anab ha'chalatar kulo Rabbi Shimon sfirulei. I always hold like Rabbi Shimon. Why didn't he answer that? So the Gemara says, no, l'divrei the Rabbanan kamar lehu. That's no raya. He could have been answering l'shitascha, meaning, l'didi, according to me, b'chol ator kula, Rav Shimon sfirali. I always sound like Rav Shimon. L'didzchu, according to you, odili miha, at least admit to me, here, hol mefarish chayev tam nami chayev. At least here admit to me. V'yamale Rabbanan lo, and the Rabbanan argued. So no raya. Tashma tried to bring another raya. Rabbi Akiva Omer. Rabbi Akiva. Same Rabbi Akiva says elsewhere. Nazir shashara pita b'yayin. A nazir that has challah. Nazir is allowed to eat challah. But then he dipped it in his wine. That's a no-no. Right? A nazir dipped his challah in wine. V'yesh b'kadei letzarif kezayis. And all together with the bread and the wine, it all equals a kezayis. Chayiv. The nazir is chayiv. Right? He violated his nazirus. 1 second. V'isakatadach ba'almak Reb Shimon sfirale. If Rabbi Kiva always holds like Reb Shimon that you never need a shear, so I'm only the tzarif. What kind of shear you need? You never need a shear. So kasha number one. The otzanan. It also we learned in the Mishnah later on. Shvua shalo ochel. If I swear that I will not eat tomorrow. V'achal nevelos u'shreif hashkatzim remasim. And then I ate averis. I ate shreif. I swear I won't eat tomorrow, then I ate shreif. So did I violate my shvua? Besides eating shreif? So, chayiv. The Tanakhama says, yes. Reb Shimon poter. Reb Shimon says, you're poter. V'havina ba my chayiv. So ask on the Rabbanan. Why are you chayiv? Mushba v'yarsinayu. How is that shvua chal? Why isn't that a shvuas shav? You're already not allowed to eat the treifas. So what more are you adding by making a shvua about it? So, Rav v'shmuel v'reb yochanan d'amri travayhu. You see the word travayu, including three people. It doesn't only mean both, it means all. Bikolel dvarim hamutarim in dvarim asurim. You know why it works? Because that's called an iser kolel. There is a concept called ein iser chalal iser. You can't make something asur to you once it's already asur. But if it includes more things, you can. So here, your shvua includes many foods. Right? Not just treifs. So that's why it's chal. That's the explanation of the Tanakhama. For Reish Lakish Amar, no. The only way you could figure it out is Iatamotzi Ella Ibn Mefarish Chati Shiva Liba Drabanan. What's the case that you're chaya for a shvua if you end up eating treif? Only if you explicated. Only if it's chatzi shir is aser, and it's according to the Rabbanan who usually require a shir. Obistam ba'libud Rabbi Akiva, or it's tam general like Rabbi Akiva. Damar adam oser atzma b'kol shehu. That's Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish's explanation of that Mishnah. So now we're medayik. But if he always holds like Rabbi Shimon in general, so kol shehu nami mushav yom mi'ar sinai hu, then he's always chayvin for a kol shehu. So who cares that he's mefarish? So it must be this is a unique shita of Rabbi Akiva. If Rabbi Akiva held of it always, then this shita would get more press out there in Shas. Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shimon hold it. There's never shirim. But if it's only Rabbi Shimon now, that's why it doesn't get as much press. And Rabbi Akiva usually holds with the Rabbanan that you usually need a shir. What's the svar of Rabbi Shimon? I think we mentioned this back in Malkus. What's the svar of Rabbi Shimon? Why does Rabbi Shimon say you don't need a shir for Malkus, but not for Karban? Why? He agrees by a carbon, you need a shear. Why? But Malkus is different. Shogig mazit. What's the difference? So we explained it. The Ritva there said it's based on the principle of achshave. Achshave means even if there's something that usually shouldn't inherently get chashivas, if I give it chashivas, that itself could give it some status. Amachshavit. Achshave. That's an important principle. It comes up in various places in halacha, but that's what the Ritva there in Malkus said what Rav Shimon is based on. If the fact that you eat half a gazayas, and it's treif, so it means you really want to eat this treif, and you ate half gazayas, you're giving it chashivas. And that's why it's enough for mazit shogig, you didn't give it chashivas, because you did it by accident, even though it was treif. But here, if you do it on purpose, you give it chashivas. Okay, we'll stop here, and we'll continue tomorrow with birya. We'll start off. Everybody have a good one.